I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Trundlecast, our attic-based after dark delve into all things Trundle Manor. For tonight's listening pleasure, pour yourself a bit of liquid resembling champagne, throw on something you would be caught dead in, and chain yourself into your chair, because we're about to tell you some troubling news. Mr. Arm and Velda got married. Don't count yourself out yet, though. They may be open to more than you think. Wink, wink. On top of that, we're going to introduce some new co-hosts to our attic and possibly get the ball rolling on becoming more regular. Now settle in, my trundle vials. I want you to hit pause, dump some bubbling acid into your ear canals, let it soak long enough to clear out all the wax and pesky ear spiders, flush it at just the right moment to avoid brain damage, then hit play, because it's time once again for the Trundlecast.
I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No. Like a knife cut into your skin and knock out the old crap and give you the new rap. Like a running back, I jump into your head.
I like the way they neglected the bottom jaw. I like how they left that a void.
Yeah.
Like the whole, that's, I like the design of this ring.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. What
how
did?
That was about 60, because it's brass.
Yeah, it's a really good design, rest, though. Right? I like the design of it. It's
did Velda show you a link to that? How did you?
No.
Really? Because we just last week stared at that thing to order. Same exact ring. And I'm like, oh, well, I got to buy this. And she's like, you should buy it for Andy. I'm like, yeah, we should. That's fucking weird to see it in person right now.
You should, because he's been tagging us and things lately. So.
Yeah, I know. Mike, you can move that microphone closer to you.
What's... What are these little wing tips here for?
That's just a... That opens and closes it so I can shove it in. They don't do anything.
Oh, okay.
Helps you
climb. I'm like, should this be this way to lock this thing from turning? Is this what...
More a personal matter, I think. Mike, you can keep singing. I'm going to turn your volume all the way down.
Okay. I'll sing so low that you cannot hear me.
Just testing the microphone.
Flashback.
I'm on a Mexican.
Oh, my God.
this is the way gargoyles are supposed to be, you know?
With a nice ass.
Oh, I always love that
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the classic gargoyle photographs.
I would be reluctant to try out the fuck it.
Where is that from, Mike?
This is from the fabulous Weird Trotters. Notre Dame.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Nostradamus.
It's not the same thing at all.
I know.
Nostradamus?
That guy knew good butts.
Notre Dominus.
He predicted centuries in the future, but only about people's
asses. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Trundlecast coming to you live from Trundle Manor's attic room. And by live, I mean we're fucking recording this. Don't get ahead of me here.
Welcome back from the world of the living.
And we're barely alive anyway.
Everybody had missed all of the fun things that have been going on at Trundle Manor, especially weddings and funerals probably and all various fucking whatnots. Comedy shows, insanity, right? What else, guys?
Oh, we haven't, no podcast since the wedding, really?
We have not. We keep recording it and then I never put it out.
Yeah, there's been a few.
Yeah, me and Rachel have...
It's been a busy fucking year.
Booze.
What? Oh, right. Also, our raging alcoholism.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. I'm too busy having a fucking drink.
I'll drink to that.
Trying to break.
Oh,
over the computer.
Hey. The first spill of the night.
That's all my shit. That's my fuck. That wasn't cool.
No.
That really wasn't cool, Rach.
I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to get you.
All right.
That's a bad start.
It's all covered in water now. That was my whole fucking... I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. Shit. This is every one of my new things. Oh, that sucks.
I'm sorry.
I can't have nice things.
Well, you have Rachel. That's about as mice as you're going to get.
That's about all you're going to get, yeah.
Yeah, she breaks every nice thing that I have just out of jealousy.
Yeah, you snaps your dick every once in a while.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit them.
Yeah. Can I have that little rag, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. Is it going to be sticky and shitty, which I hate? This is why we haven't done a podcast, by the way, too, because I keep getting fucking mad on them. Moving on. So
anger issues.
Yeah, well.
This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been informed where to stay tuned for news and local events. This concludes the emergency broadcast system.
Weep. Welcome back to the TrundleCast. Everything is fine. We're all happy. Let's have some booze.
I'm glad everybody enjoyed that. We had a few people that were pretending to be Trundle Manners, and that was us putting them to rest. That was somebody playing up the TrundleCast, pretending and keeping it alive while we were gone. I hope that they put out all the episodes they said they were going to.
They fucking
did. They were there episodes?
Liars!
Oh.
Lies! Lies!
What is the interwebs?
Right, no more trundle breaks over top of the computer in the desk.
Yeah,
let's fix this situation right now.
I can pretend to click on something else because I am way sequestered in this little corner.
Oh, yeah. That's
need little
that's
bells
the
to
problem.
Hang up to just, we'll just call it that.
Ding. Ding.
Yeah.
You need a little bell.
Yeah, no more reaching over the microphones.
A one ringy-ding.
You know what? I finally get to use this brand new thing I got from Christmas from Valda. My shit list. Let me put your name on here, darling. You'll be number one. You'll
be very upset if I wasn't the first.
Yeah, well,
you know what? It is only appropriate.
Let's make things correct. Everybody talk while I search for a pen.
Yes.
Writing.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, much as the fashion of Trundle Manor, we can't have nice new technology with wires. We need things we can spill on, get blood on, and destroy.
Wireless!
I was asked the other day what my favorite pair of shoes is. I don't have a favorite, like, nice pair of shoes, because the ones I normally wear are, like, black and leather and wipeable and have a sturdy vintage heel that I can strap to my foot and not fall over, get super drunk in.
What's your favorite pair of shoes? The ones I've had the longest, because I haven't got rid of them.
The ones that haven't made me break my ankles due to being a drunken, stupid asshole.
Well, speaking of having nice new things, how do you like my nice new t-shirt here?
I think that's
from,
awesome.
From T-Villain,
says the Maniacs. It's got
what are we advertising already?
Jason.
That was quick.
Hey, you know, if they send me free t-shirts at
shameless plug with no money.
Three XL for daddy size.
Send them to Trundle Manor. We'll put them on the cat, and you're going to have to live without them.
Our cat could definitely fit in your shirt.
Size. That is quite true. Little devil. Nothing devil. Little.
Oh, wait, with him without it. No.
What?
Oh.
Are you trying to get my cat nude? What's happening?
No.
That's weird, dude.
You don't have to get little devil nude.
Weird things with a cat.
Like father, like son. He likes to have his willy hanging
shirt.
Out.
No. They were putting the cat in my shirt and not giving it to me.
Look, for a middle-aged man, you have great tits, okay?
Thank you very much. Auga.
You can't do that to your
I prefer them this big.
Caster.
Ah, yes.
If you must.
So for those of you out there listening once again, possibly you little children that might still be around after a drunken episode, which was the last one, and possibly the reason that we haven't done one for a long time. A lot of swearing, a lot of terrible things. We have a new format that we're trying to work with. And with us today, of course, to my right, I'm Mr. Arm. To my right is Velda Von Minx, the Lady of the Manor. What?
Hi.
What?
Hi!
With us as well is Mike Syke, the Fester of Trundle Manor.
Greetings and salutations.
And, of course, our good friend Caster is rounding it up with the terrible commentary.
Also known as the Butcher.
Trundle
bike. Clink, clink, clink.
Slosh, slosh, stab.
We have massive rings. Ah! I could have told this 10 minutes ago.
Insert sound effect here. We are trying to do it again. We've also got in the room is Jimmy Z, our good friend, who is going to be doing our production, editing, and videography.
Hello.
I'm sure you can
make
hear
sure
that.
You get the
in case you didn't hear it, he said head. Hello.
Oh, we can hear it. We can pump that up, I'm sure. But we're trying again. Who knows? We're going to get out more information and more insanity. Trundle Manor has too many things going on to hide underneath this roof, unfortunately. We can, But everything else can. That's why you guys are here. So you can get out in the world and fucking remind us.
We can get out in the world and be locked into your house. Which, honestly, is where most of us like to be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My home away from home.
I like to be where the cats and liquor are, too.
Mm.
Talk to the microphone, darling.
Mm. Oh, was I not?
Try it again.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Lick who?
Still working with it.
Lick who?
Like the cats and
who are we licking?
Too.
Lick
oh,
who?
No, we're not licking anybody. Not yet. I am wondering it. Listen.
All I'm hearing is oh. Pussy and liquor.
You heard correctly.
Yeah.
You say... I don't know. Okay, dead air.
No.
We've been doing our homework. We've been listening to a few other podcasts. I think we kind of do that anyway. Just trying to get back into the swing. So what we haven't covered, let's see.
I heard you're getting married.
The song of the wedding. That was
heard you're getting married.
Thing, the furthest back we can remember.
Right.
And barely that.
Yeah, barely.
I think there's some kind of ceremony. I'm not sure who was there or what was going on. Guys, would you like to fill us in?
I feel like everybody was there.
It was the event of the century, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's okay. You know, it was like
if you weren't there, good, because we didn't remember most of it anyway.
And you weren't missed, then after all,
you can pretend fantastic. That you've been there. Yeah,
it was the greatest bridal marital freak show on earth. It was.
It was an extravaganza.
We had 12 bands, 5 belly dancers, a waffle truck that made a waffle ice cream pulled pork bar with a pig's head. We cut off pig cheeks and ate.
Eyeball
and the goddamn cakes. Cake.
The cake.
Can we talk
the zombie
cake?
Head.
Oh, jeez.
The cake was made. We found this girl that does, I guess she does fancy wedding cakes and whatnot, but luckily we had a friend that worked there as well. Now, that was unbeknownst to me from the beginning, but she donated her time and efforts into helping us create this. But the cake was a. Darling?
It's a zombified Marie Antoinette head. And the base itself was one of those styrofoam heads that you use at the beauty shop. And it was covered in fondant and cake. But her giant hair was the cake part itself. It was this magnificent strawberry cake. It was covered in just a sculpture of frosting and things. And I love cake-shaped like stuff.
It was kind of like the theme, though, because you resembled Marie Antoinette.
That was one of my first requests was I wanted enormous Marie Antoinette hair. I like extravagance.
Mm-hmm. You had...
That's Polly big. That did my hair.
The photographs
wow.
from that... Looked,
oh, yeah. That morning. Thank
it looked
much.
Like it was from the 1960s. It wasn't quite Marie Antoinette, but it was this well, great, like... I don't know. It looked really fucking cool.
No,
pictures
I loved it.
Well, justice.
I think they do, too. I told her some... Like, Marie Antoinette by way of... Like mid-century burlesque, so I feel as though she did right by me.
And thanks to our photographers, like Jimmy Z,
we have
images that very much resemble old-fashioned wedding photography. I've looked at quite a lot of that, and I think it like captured it well.
Yeah.
They came out great.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic venue too. I mean, and everybody was dressed so well. Can I just say, like. Most of the reason I wanted a bazillion bridesmaids and groomsmen was so I could costume them all. And obviously he was in charge of the gents. But I love the fact that Anton said all the dudes have to wear, here's the Trundle colors, wear red and black and wear a tuxedo, wear a top hat.
Blue.
And
teal.
Red and teal.
Turquoise.
Wow, yeah, that's what I thought I said, but I'm drunk. Red and turquoise.
You just said red and black.
I know.
We had a couple of, and this
had some
one
rules.
Thing I liked is we had a loose color scheme.
Yes.
And it was just a run from there. So we had people who were, you know, some top hats, some baller hats. Vinny. I like how Vinny did his thing.
Oh, he's
had that
very
whole
much himself.
Cherokee kind of,
perfect.
Oh, like he...
He always does.
He was over
the
top.
Odd man out, but
yeah.
The one of the greater ones, too.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was... He really pulled it off, and we all
I
had
feel like
feathers.
We all look like a fantastic fucking band. Like, we look like we're a chorus line or a band or something.
Here's something that we didn't mention. These two guys were in the wedding.
Oh,
Mike Syke being
best
my best man, and the best man I could have ever hoped for.
Thank you very much.
And not to slight Caster for being in the wedding as well.
Not at all. I was
Spider
drunk
Dude
in the background.
You're
well, I did more pre-gaming and... Yeah, I did.
I'm really surprised you weren't.
But I did a lot of pre-gaming work-wise.
I probably
during the wedding.
You weren't hanging from the rafters at the wedding. You were hanging from the rafters.
Oh, I didn't go to the rafters of the wedding.
Prior to that, but
no, I was in my formal wear, sir.
I thought for sure you'd be hanging from the rafters from the wedding, for sure.
Yeah, I don't like heights.
But Caster.
But this guy convinced me to go up there to hang stuff. It was great.
Yes,
anyway,
yeah, speaking of Raptor, yeah.
I put
how
in the footwork
that?
And I just let the rest go to the wayside.
Crawled up two stories of the. The catwalk for the
God, that's
the,
right.
I'm pretty sure I'm still blowing soot out of my nose.
Let's set the atmosphere. Let's set the mood. Here's how it was. There was at the Braddock Carnegie Library, which is a very derelict, strange space that is currently in the middle of being worked on. So it is 100% perfect for the things that we do. All we had to do was spend days and hours cleaning the whole thing up.
Don't worry about being ghosts pushing you off three flights of fucking stairs.
Hey, but you did find that nice cat skeleton. Though.
We have that. I'll tell you about that. Actually, I'll bring that up. That's it. That's with our cake currently. I just dumped all the bones in amongst the rest of the cake.
What goes better with cake than dead cat?
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
But inside of this grand concert hall that was once great in the probably starting in the turn of the century, roundabout the 1800s on up.
And a beautiful place.
Yeah, we designed it, decorated it, and some of the decorations required us to crawl into the rafters, hang gigantic 18-foot clouds that we labored over
that's
4 days and covered in horrible cotton.
I will stop you because I only laugh because me and you carried these 18-foot long clouds a block away from the studio.
Just far enough to be hilarious.
Yes,
right?
It was great. Yeah.
I hope somebody caught that.
Just walking down Braddock Avenue with clouds.
Fluffy clouds. Yes. All blue.
Not
so
necessarily
sky.
Light clouds.
In
but
it, the heaviest damn clouds ever.
Yeah, but if you want an easy target, you pick out the two guys carrying 80 pounds worth of rebar and cotton and what else?
Balloons.
Here's a little message for anybody that would want to rob us. People that have that shit don't have money.
Yeah. Look, if we're carrying we couldn't afford a U-Haul, okay?
That's true. If the guy in the groom suit is carrying his own shit, being his own roadie, don't rob us. You're going to get nowhere.
Those limos aren't rented. They're owned.
Yes, they are owned. But yeah, no, I love the fact that you guys had more of a strict dress code, and I told the girls I had kind of a color palette, and I said do circus or goth or pinup or whatever, but everybody looked fucking fantastic, and those are my favorite pictures are the ones with everybody.
And that's the one thing that was beautiful about it is that it was not a strict dress code. There was a guideline, so to speak.
Yes. We wanted people to get their
own spice
image.
Into it. Yeah. So you know, everybody got
that's
the same.
What Toronto Manor is. It's all about celebrating what the differences that we are and being comfortable with it and having fun with it.
You know? We got the same main ingredients, and you add your own spice from there. Mm-hmm. And,
that's right. That sounds like a chili that I want to eat.
All the bridesmaids were amazing.
In the long run, we're all weirdos. It's just how are you a weirdo? And I just knocked the top off.
Oh, right. Your pineapple decanter.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was good to see because again, with having everybody, we had a loose guideline, color scheme, coattails, this kind of thing.
Yeah, the guys
and
really
then to
came
see
together.
Everybody
kind
of take their own. Oh, yeah. This is my style, and I'm going to take that. It was
funny.
Was
normally, the girls are the fancy looking ones, and I think this time the girls were fucking great.
I think
I'm not saying
beautiful.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying that, but it's so hard for guys to pull shit off sometimes. I was very proud of the people that we know.
Can I just say, though, like, that's one of the reasons very happy that I married you, because I like peacock dandy guys. Yeah. Like, I like the fact that you give me a run for my money. I like the fact that for the first couple years that we dated, I was a poor teenager. That's right. And I'd have a lot of fucking money for, like, beyond thrift store evening gowns, and you were coming out in, like, these fantastic fucking outfits. I appreciate that. If you would have been wearing basketball shorts, I wouldn't have given you a second look, even with that great hair.
I would
have
slit my
welcome.
Own throat if I was wearing basketball shorts. That's
good.
A fucking thing that happens.
I would have slit my throat.
Are those 60s basketball shorts that crawl up your butt?
That's
only for women. If women's is wearing them, I might be okay with it. I'm not sure.
Well, as a for instance with me is... So I had the... I actually had to borrow my jacket off Manton because... He's got a little pudgy. No. It was an old jacket, so it hasn't fit him in years. So it was a coattail.
No, know, no. I actually just had quite a large.
Oh, and you had a bunch. Yeah. And by the smallest one you had is one that fit me because I'm kind of a smaller fellow. And
this was one that I had stolen, and I'm like, oh, this would be great, and I'm like, I'm just gonna steal it, and I put it on. I'm like, that doesn't even come close to fucking fitting me.
But the top hat I wore was owned by a Freemason.
Oh shit!
From Washington D.C. So I put a lot of money into the hat and the things that went onto it, but I got the coat for free.
Nice.
So, but I came from Trundle Mando. So that was my little spice to it. I had my own little thing going on. I got the glasses and everything. And Mike, of course, had you had your armor.
Yes, I had my gauntlet on. You know,
the gauntlet. That's
my drinking gauntlet. You can't drink without it.
That's right. It would be wrong not to.
I fucking love the pictures of Mike standing there with his tall boots and the gauntlet.
So good. You're so Eric von Stroheim with your fucking bald head and your giant boots. Oh my god, it's perfect.
He's the best fester.
I've had a bunch of people ask if you were my dad, and I'm like, oh, that's one of my best friends. Not that my dad isn't, but you know.
Proud to be your dad. Both of your dads.
You're my dad if my dad was a piece of shit, which he obviously, isn't. No, that's what I'm saying. He obviously isn't. So we're just friends.
Alternate universe dads.
Connected friends. But that was that's the other thing with Trundle Manor is luckily because we collect things, we had all this extra shit. I think I lent out a top hat or two. I lent out a coat or so.
I was so ready to lend things. I don't think it ever happened, though.
I wore your roach cage with one of your prize roaches, I carried around the entire time.
Speaking of lend out, here is your ring that you lent me the day of the wedding.
Oh, my God.
Yes, the skull ring, because Anton's got this fistful of rings. I'm like, I feel naked. Here, and he took this ring off and put it on my pinky.
On the day of his wedding.
On the day of his wedding, and I said yes.
That's awesome.
Well, so, you should keep it then, as a remembrance.
For those of you that don't know,
it's my pinky ring, so if it fits you at all.
It fits on my pinky.
Okay, good.
Because he's bigger than you. So for those of you know, Anton and Rachel do have a odd collection of animals, and one of the ones is that they had hissing cockroaches.
Yes.
So I decided to bestow the gift of going to the wedding to one of them, locked it in a cage, and carried it on my
wallet. Did you actually have one of them with you?
I don't think I even knew about that.
I have pictures of me scaring a girl who was right next to me. So in the seating arrangement, there was... and if you're listening, I forgive me because I forget who was sitting directly to the right.
But, no one's listening. No, you're fine.
I think it was Dan. No one's listening. The microphones and getting drunk.
Lovely Dan.
Okay. I believe it was Dan. And then to the right of them was a family who I don't know who they are, but they had a small child and they said, "Is that alive?" And I opened up the little roach thing and I put it on my finger. And there's a picture of me on Facebook, blah, 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 the interwebs.
Can you please show that to me? Because I don't know
there's
who
these
people are.
There's me, kissing it outside in the carport, right with Trixie in the background.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I put it on her, and that was the whole thing. And I was like, aww. Yeah. And they were like, why are you here? I'm like, well, no. There it is.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Jimmy just pulled up a photo. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Jimmy's come through.
So,
it looks like you're going to make him a mustache. You're like,
yes. He does. It's on his finger about to hold up to his mouth.
You can't tell if I'm sniffing his butt, turning onto him.
If we're lucky, we'll put that up on the Trundlecast website and show it off on the show notes. I don't know how to do that. So, Jimmy Z, hopefully you can figure that out.
And little will they tell you, or, well, since we're catching up on old times. Little devil.
Oh.
Little devil. So I will let you guys explain.
Our
25-pound beautiful black kitty.
Beautiful
little
black kitty.
Fat
25
Stein.
Pounds. All ass.
Turning you down.
All
turning
ass.
You down. Turning you down.
Sorry.
Trundle Manor has been with Little Devil since before Trundle Manor even existed. So, of course, we had to have him there for the wedding. So we enlisted some of our friends that were coming from out of town to come back home. During the festivities, pick up the little fucker in his special cage that we designed and built a long time ago.
He did not like that.
He didn't seem to mind it.
Not
he
a fan.
He loves his cage. He just doesn't like going places. But and drag him down to the Carnegie Library and put him onto the stage for long enough to give us the ring. He was our ring bearer.
He was. We could not include our little buddy, but every time that we stopped talking during the vows, you could just hear.
Yeah.
He was not a happy camper.
The best thing he's ever done, because me and Little Devil.
He was
history,
that sad.
The best thing.
I'm sorry,
ever
that
done
was extra
is
sad.
Do you, you know, every time there was a awkward break in silence, Little Devil would cry out "Get me the fuck out of here!"
He took his
beautiful.
Moments.
He
knew his moments.
The whole ambiance of it.
Yeah,
that's right. He's our third half, and also at the end of the night, he was totally fine. So
Yeah,
he wasn't
fine
getting out of the car. That
animal manner does not condone cruelty to animals.
At home for that? Did you see?
No, whenever we got him out in front of the library, trying to get that crate out of
the limousine.
It wasn't even in the limousine. It was in
her car.
It was in her car.
Ooh.
It was a Biatch.
Why? Why was it so tough?
I didn't hear about
it. It was heavy. It was awkward. And in that little car.
Ah, you sissy.
You made Mike cry.
Good. That was my goal.
Oh, okay.
Really not hard to do.
Hey, cut out.
But you know what? It all worked, and I don't know. I personally am glad because we got one of the best photographs of the wedding. No, that was before. That was another time. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, because we were waiting for Little Devil to get there. We got one of the best pictures of the wedding. That was us sitting in our chairs. We had our specialty chairs there, and everybody was sitting around us. And Ian Insect, our MC for the night, told everybody to stare at us
for as long as it took.
Yeah. Yes. That was our host. For as long as it took. And we got a great photograph from Jimmy Z with everybody just staring at us. And it is so Adamsy, just that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of my favorite pictures of us, bar none.
Oh, I love the picture.
It's so fucking
people
good.
Look at it on tours all the time and they ask us about it.
Yeah. I put it on special.
I've been coming to Toronto Man for a long time, and I think the wedding was a culmination of all the parties we ever had here, all the great times. It was all
thank
that
you.
One night. Like, I couldn't.
It was.
That
Nobody
was our goal.
Could see everything there was to see. So while I was out doing this, I remember I have pictures of everybody eating. I did not eat that night.
Yeah. Oh,
so that
sucks.
We tried. It's not easy.
Because
there's so much going on.
Taking pictures of people eating. I'm at the bands, but I have pictures of me taking pictures of the bands because I had to do this or do that. Or
I get that way when I'm excited too. Like, there's so much going on that I don't even care about food and going to the bathroom and things. Like, there was just so much to do.
I'm
trying to make sure people didn't die.
Yeah, that's also important. Yeah,
it was.
My job is to kill them, so I wasn't.
You know, I got these girls up there in a balcony and they're dancing around. Near the railing,
and I'm yelling,
"Get
them!" Yeah, they're not
even supposed to be up there. I'm pretty sure this is a fantasy Mike had. There's no girls on the balcony with you, buddy.
It's at least been one that has lasted since then, you know.
For the record, there is a rail around the balcony that is very, very low.
Yeah.
It's knee high. These
beautiful.
Girls would have been dead.
Yeah, we tried to rope it off, but people just kind of broke
it. It was beautiful.
They kept going towards the part where the wood was all rotted.
Yeah, where there's repairs going on.
Good Lord.
But just so everybody knows, before we go too much further, the whole show was 12 full bands doing full sets. For us, 5 different belly dancers performed for us.
Bartenders.
There was full bartenders. Yeah. Open bar. There was
walking magicians.
Food. Walking magicians.
Bleeding magicians.
There
was
magicians. Yes.
Catering by the Pittsburgh Waffle Truck. Second breakfast.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, it was supposed to last 12 hours. It lasted, I think, a little bit longer. But to me, it was maybe 2 hours too long.
Yeah,
that's when I got too drunk.
It was a very ambitious feat, to be sure.
Before the borough said, "We're going to arrest some people."
Yeah,
are you making that up?
No.
Wait, really? I didn't hear that.
Well, I drove behind you guys.
Yeah.
It started raining, and you had issues
with
the wipers
in Trixie.
Yeah. No, but it was... I could feel that within 20 minutes... If we would have lasted 20 more minutes,
it was 2 o'clock.
You don't know Braddock very much.
Yeah.
Nah, we
would
have been fine.
Yeah. We would have been fine anyway.
Well, the police were already there at the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We invite the police.
Sorry,
that's
the recap of the wedding.
Yeah, the ambulance and the police came. It was.
Oh, that's right. The ambulance was there for some old lady that fainted.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That was early on,
someone
too, right?
Involved his family.
It was daylight when that happened.
Well, yeah, and Mike was trying to keep me away. I'm like, I just want to make sure it's not my grandmother that's on the ground. Once I found out it wasn't her, I'm like, oh, that's fine, whatever.
And if you're listening, best of wishes to you, and we're glad you made it out okay, and we did everything we could.
She did for a while. She made it out of that day okay?
Yeah, she did. When she left, she looked like she was in good spirits.
Oh, good.
She no longer with us?
Nah, she's
not. Oh, okay.
She was old.
It's Toronto just, break.
It's not our
Toronto
fault.
Break.
Toronto
Whoa,
break.
Here, let's have a Toronto break of silence. You're a dead family member.
I'm empty of drinks.
Well, I can't help you. I can dump some of whatever's in there. I'm
Do
not
it.
Even sure what it is.
Dump it down.
Hold on.
Do you like scotch?
No.
I'm still developing my scotch palate.
Yeah, you don't develop it. You only get it when you like the smell of your grandfather's shoe.
All right.
Trundle break.
It will clink.
That's a much nicer way.
That was a terrible clink because he has a can, so. There we go.
Clink that can.
Leave my can alone.
Jimmy, leave her alone.
Oh.
So what happened after the wedding?
I don't know.
Did we come back here? Back.
We're still married. We're still married.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I made sure you brought back the box full of money that you wanted. Oh, it'll be safe here in the library overnight. I'm like, no, we're taking it home.
And
now.
I will say that I guarded in the carport because I slept in the limo at night.
Nice.
I slept in a car 3 feet from it.
Thanks, both of you, because that money got us to England.
Yeah,
I didn't sleep in that car for my own reasons.
I know why you slept in that car. And it's yours now, and you cleaned it, and it's fine.
I did not clean it.
It was nuts. We had Trixie was our getaway car. The two limousines brought the guys and the gals. And I don't know. I can't say any more about it. It took us so fucking long to get married because we had to plan all this. It had to be right. And everybody that played, all the fucking wonderful bands and dancers and magicians, they were all friends of ours.
Beautiful.
And that was the donation to the wedding. Like, we are lucky enough to have something so big because people have so much fun with the shit that Trundle Manor
really
itself
does. Really genuinely fucking cool.
It's not even just on us, that's on everybody that ever helped out the manor.
And that's one of my favorite things about the manor. It is. That's one of my favorite things about doing the manor is that I love that we're showing off the collection, that we're bringing weird things to people who need to see it, but we're bringing weird people together, which is one of my favorite fucking things. We're building a scene of like-minded people.
Yeah,
it's a community.
The best thing that we ever got from any parties or anything were people saying, like, I talked to people I've never talked to before and hung out with these people, and I had such a great fucking conversation. It's not the food was great, the booze was great. I had a great conversation.
I ate some stuff, I drank some stuff, and these people are awesome.
Yeah. That's the best thing about Trundle Manor is that because we have so many different interests, it's not about one specific thing. It's not about being goth or rockabilly or strange in general or sports or any specific thing. It's just about all these different people that encompass our strength.
By the way, who comes to Trundle Manor, don't ever talk about sports.
I know. I didn't mean to say sports. I just, my mind went blank, and I'm like, sports. Yeah. Wait, why did I say
but
this?
But I'm glad you said it, because as soon as you said it, I'm like, yeah.
Turning it down. I've turned down every single microphone in the room so that I could say that Trundle Manor itself does not endorse sports of any single kind. We do enjoy the fact that people have a religion that they can base their lives on, but we do not like to hear about it in any way, shape, or form. Do not bring sports to Trundle Manor unless it is naked ladies that are doing them. Moving on.
That's a different sport.
That's correct.
Oh, drinking sports, sure.
So the wedding is
Foxy
was
boxing.
Not to confuse with water sports. Yeah, Foxy boxing.
Motorboat.
I'm sure you know the website, which is...
TrundleManor.com.
There you go.
We're very simple.
So I'm sure you can go to TrundleManor website, look at the videos and...
Oh, yeah.
Videos, pictures, and go to Facebook pages, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not going to give out names for that, but...
For the photographs, you mean?
Oh, for everything.
Oh, yeah.
So there's an extensive amount of coverage. Like, I'm a news reporter. There's an extensive amount of coverage for one. So it was great. So what happened after the wedding? What was next after that?
We had a whole summer full of movie nights, comedy nights.
I'm completely blanking on everything that we've done after the wedding.
We had a 4th of July party.
We've relaxed like we've never relaxed before at Trundle Manor, and that doesn't mean that we didn't do anything. That just means that we fucking stopped talking about doing things.
And when he says relaxed, he means, like, every Sunday for a couple hours, we don't have tours, and we just gorge ourselves stupid on pizza.
Built Legos.
Of course.
Yeah, talk about your Lego collection.
We don't have to talk about the
day after your wedding and what you were building.
I think I have a picture surfing somewhere of you wrapped in a Lego blanket.
What were we doing?
We went to Home Depot buy stuff to build something. I don't even remember. It was some random project. So we went to go Home Depot buy some stuff. There was a Lego store nearby.
Uh-huh.
We went to the Lego store.
Uh-huh.
3 hours later,
everyone
couple
in the room
bottles
can see
of booze,
like the blank
maybe?
Stare on my face because I can't remember it. So I'm glad he's recanting. Go on.
No. So I'll send you the pictures because I sent her the pictures. A couple hours into going to get some wood and some screws, blah blah blah, to build a project, we came back and it was before we came back. We stopped by the Lego store, bought a bunch of Legos. Gonna come back and we ordered. It was Arby's. It was some kind of fast food. We got a bunch of greasy,
something
nasty,
terrible.
Yeah, gonna pass
this
out
sounds
food.
Sounds fun. Mm. Was I there?
I was just saying you were the only one awake.
So
me and you were making fun of your now husband because we wrapped him in paper towels and the Lego instructions on the floor.
I do remember that. He was cold. He needed paper towels.
Yeah. This man is so obsessed with fucking Legos.
I just love them a lot. You
but
know,
he's a great builder, but it is on a micro scale. He passed out building Legos.
I'm a great big.
I believe
I'm
it's
a great builder
master
in every
builder.
Square.
Yeah, but granted, there was a lot of booze involved.
Oh,
so,
yes. Oh, Lord.
Passes out on the floor, which, you know, when parties happen, that's where Anton likes to sleep. Because he wants to still be part of the party.
I do.
But not be removed from it.
Yep.
So you had to step on him to get to the next room.
If you would have passed out in the middle of the floor as Santon, that would have been... wouldn't have felt so removed from the party.
Oh, Santon. I wanted to see Santon puke on himself.
Should have dragged me downstairs.
I wanted to see Santon with
true.
A pukey beard.
I can't lift you. I can drag you. But down the stairs, you would have bashed your face a whole bunch. I don't want that.
Then I'd be more rosy because it was all fucking red. Red and inflamed.
Jesus,
the makeup wasn't
rosy.
Doing
Jeez,
you justice.
Because his face didn't bash the fuck up. That's why. Yeah, we had a Christmas party. Not to change the Lego.
No,
but
it's fun. I'm sure it was fun. We do Legos when we get super fucking bored and want to do nothing.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. I don't remember anything.
No, it was great. But have you ever seen those emergency blankets that are just all foil, folded up in a little square that you fit in your wallet?
Uh-huh.
Those things.
Why?
So this is like the Lego
that covered
instructions.
Covered in Lego.
But we just unraveled it and just wrapped it over him.
Yeah.
So his face is getting stuck with like corner pieces and little dots and Lego pieces.
He looked so peaceful.
And he just, exactly. We don't want to destroy him.
You know how people complain about stepping on Legos in the middle of the night? Try sleeping on them. It's quite comfortable. If you're a masochist. Or a sadist. Which one is that? Masochist. That's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know, I remember when I was a kid.
We're the sadists because we watched you and enjoyed it.
I said the words.
We enjoyed watching
you. Sadomasochist to my father, and dad goes, "You know what those mean?" I'm like, "Not really."
How old were you in this?
I think it was 5.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
If he could look at you now.
I grew up with John Waters, Andy Warhol, and all kinds of bullshit.
No, your parents are
cool. Crumb. Yeah, no, we're good. I knew a lot of words. I didn't know what all those words meant, but I knew a lot of words.
It's good to have a vocabulary, but not understanding it.
So we're half an hour in. The wedding was fucking
beautiful.
Balls out. Fantastic. Amazing.
Everyone's balls were out.
We're only talking about it now because we have talked about it 6 times, and we just cannot produce
Maybe this
podcast.
One will stick.
Well, now we've finally got our fucking co-host.
We're like ghosts screaming out into the void, and maybe sometime somebody sensitive will come in, they will record us, and they will listen to the things we have to say because we've been screaming out into the void for 300 fucking years.
No. The wedding.
There's a new Cthulhu ring here.
The wedding should go down in infamy of Pittsburgh.
Thank
and
you.
Much as I
hope
I
so.
Discussed
well,
my time.
You're the Pittsburgh royalty, of course.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I wish we could have gotten more people there. The only reason I didn't advertise as much is because I was terrified because we had free booze. I didn't want just riffraff showing up. So, but we did have a lot of new people.
Yes.
A lot of people that had never been to the manor, and a lot of people that have said, "Oh, I wish I went to the party." And I go, "Yeah, you do." And I show them the pictures, and then they are very sad. So that is the mark of a good party.
I've been to some great weddings. I've been to just lucrative where I'm like, I don't belong here. I don't have the money. I don't have to pay for this fucking parking spot.
But that's the whole thing
but
about
no.
a wedding is you don't have to,
and
though.
What I went well, there and I was like, this is where I belong.
Yeah.
And people come in like, what's going on? I'm like,
thanks,
if you don't
Thank
know.
You.
It doesn't matter.
Because it was decadent, to be
it
sure. Like, we had a pig's face you could eat the cheeks off of. But it was also like a decadent, fucked
beautiful.
Up theater, punk rock circus wedding.
We realize a very specific thing. You can do stuff for yourself, but parties are for the people that are showing up for the party. So you spend a lot of time doing that. It's a way to show off your greatness, but it's also a way to allow people to have a great time. Without worrying about it, because that's your job, is to worry about them having a good time. And I like doing that. That's
what
I like doing
about parties.
We tried
to make sure that you didn't have to worry about a thing.
And you did great. You did fucking awesome. I had the best crew. Yeah, that was really fucking good. We had so many people helping out. Maxwell was a great seater. He was handling
Maxwell.
The bands.
Oh, he's
the I
best.
Insisted that we had a stage manager.
Did,
he also dressed as the devil.
He apparently did more than we thought he did. He was helping out quite a
he's
lot.
Great.
We had our girls to see people, which
I personally
hope
sent
working.
Maxwell on several missions.
He's
as the bouncer. I personally sent Maxwell to do certain things because I had time.
There was a lot of people.
Let's not forget one specific thing before we go too far is our preacher of the night.
Oh,
if
Rocky.
Rocky. Here's a tiny story that I don't mind telling.
Shout out to Rocky.
When
Trundle break.
As soon as I start talking, is that why?
And some good whiskey for Rocky.
And a
the beautiful
bike.
9 foot tall
and a Schwinn
Amazonian
bike.
Rocky.
All right, so here's a little story about us getting our preacher man for the wedding. When we were maybe 5 years in the relationship, we had talked.
That sounds right.
I had finally gotten comfortable enough to tell Velda's parents. And we both got drunkenly comfortable enough to tell Velda's parents that when we get married, we want to have a witch doctor do the ceremony.
Wait, we had just got engaged. That's what it was.
Oh, that's right. It was mostly my idea because I'm a terrible person.
And we were drunk on Christmas.
Yeah, we were drunk on Christmas. And I said, I want to have a witch doctor do the ceremony. It's going to be great. He's going to be dressed. He's just going to go ooga booga booga as the, you know, to instead of saying things, but we're going to know what he's saying, so it doesn't matter, and all this stuff. Velda's dad did not enjoy that in any way, shape, or form. He called her the next day and immediately said, you are making a mockery of things, blah, blah, blah.
He was concerned.
Yeah,
as a side note, Velda's father is an amazing man.
He is. No, he's fantastic.
He's a great guy.
I was going to say, I don't want to shit on him too much. He was in his right mind. He's fine.
He loved the wedding as happened.
But goddamn, if...
But, like, when you bring that out, and we, we didn't know what was going to happen. We invited our friend Rocky to marry us. Now, he is ordained in the Universal Life Church, which I am as well. I've done some weddings.
And as am I, but I am way too fucking... there's that break, so obviously I can't work on words. So I'm ordained, but I cannot marry someone. A little bit of stage.
No, I think
right.
The choices
have you ever
good.
Been offering a lot of
words. They
give
you words,
you know?
To read
yeah,
off
I
of.
Think
you can't,
don't have, to
you can't have a pause.
All right.
Everybody calm down.
I think the choices were good because I think, you know, Caster's better at strong-arming people and Rocky's better at being a gigantic, intimidating person.
That's fair.
Look, when your preacher is 6 foot something,
you getting preached.
Yeah, but, you getting preached.
So we invited our friend Rocky.
He is a gorgeous bastard.
We invited our friend.
He is a gorgeous man.
Turning them down. There we go. We invited our friend Rocky to perform the wedding. I'll turn him up a little bit if you promise to shut your mouths. I just want to get through the story. But we invited our friend Rocky to do the ceremony to perform it because we thought that would be great. That would be a good way to do it. Otherwise, I would have definitely had him in the wedding party, but I was super happy to have him do this. This was so fucking cool. And the day of, he wouldn't tell me what's going on, but he said for the show he wanted to be able to ride his Schwinn out onto the stage. And I said, oh, that's cool. Put that aside. And little did I know, as he's finally ready to perform the ceremony, he steps out in front of us in full witch doctor garb. Blackface, not that kind of blackface, but blacked out face with a white skull.
Not racist blackface.
Yeah, yeah. Karen Zimetti.
With skull face with feathers.
Voodoo face.
Yeah, black with white.
Let's be
with
clear.
With a white skull. Yeah. Full top hat with feathers and, you know, big jacket, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck oh my God. Fuck. Oh, I don't want Rachel's dad to hate me so much. And we immediately told him, like, this wasn't our plan. Afterwards. No, we didn't tell him immediately, but after the wedding.
Totally.
But apparently he went up to Rocky and said, like, you know, hey, I know. Rocky's like, hey, sorry, I didn't know. Velda's dad said, so that's fine. I know they love each other. I can see it. I can tell. It's fine. You did great. It was really good.
I got They're my both parents a bunch of creeps. And they got emotional, and it was cute.
Yeah.
Because they don't normally.
But. That is a testament to how Trundle Manor works. You can take somebody that is vehemently against something and convince them that it's for a greater good, it's not malicious. Because we don't do things that are for malicious intent. It's all for, just for the goddamn fun of it. Just to give somebody a good show. To make people feel wonder. To make people feel enjoyable and enjoyed in the same tone. And that was a huge testament because... I always considered him sort of a hard-ass kind of guy, but and he plays it well.
Great guy. I met him twice. We had some drinks.
Since then, he's definitely been a lot nicer. And, you know, because I think he finally saw I'm not just screwing around with
his
daughter.
Well, now you got a ring on. He don't have a fucking choice, does he? He don't have a choice, does he? No.
Yeah, you put a ring on, and he saw that's not just a phase for me. Yeah. So I guess we're fine.
Shit.
Sorry, Dad. I sleep in a coffin.
Hey, we get along as much as we can. And we're both car guys, so we have that in common. Even if that's all that we have in common is that we're car guys, then that's fine. But we kind of get along now, which is cool. I'm glad.
Yeah. All is well.
He's a really good dude.
He is.
It's very hard, and
he loves his daughter.
Well,
you can't fault him
so much.
He comes from the same kind of family. When you know you're a blue collar kind of worker, and I respect that because I that's what I strive to be. I don't want to be a fucking CEO. None of any of the people who come to Toronto Manor want to be CEOs. We're all artists, artisans, comedians. We all just want to do what we love,
yeah,
and just make a living. That's it. And I felt that the one night I had a talk with, and you guys weren't there. It was Anton's dad and your father.
Oh, when was this?
It was while we were at the studio.
Oh.
So he was talking about fire stuff, and we got into motorcycle talk, some motorcycles and stuff. So
this was at the rehearsal dinner.
Probably, right?
Or was it at the studio?
It was at the studio.
Studio, we did a rehearsal dinner at the New Guild studio, my parents' shop.
We were drunk the entire day, and we had a lot of pizza.
Which is an amazing shop, so if you want to church, pizza. Buy some stuff, because they do church amazing things.
Yeah.
Buy
church things.
Shameless plug.
If somebody's in a church and listens to this, that's on them.
Yeah, no, but either
it's not shameless. You can plug away.
No, that doesn't matter. I mean, because as someone who literally lived in a church 6 months ago,
you did, and I love.
Yeah,
that church.
I had a studio and an apartment at church. Well, whatever. I'm not gonna go into details, but anyway, the artwork is amazing. So to go to people like that and be like, and just have a real talk and be like, oh, well, you're not like ultra crazy, like, you know, this is your child is marrying her child. They're like, hey, let's just have a talk. I'm like, bikes, booze, you know, favorite kind of dinners, this is all we need to talk about.
Yeah,
there's no need to talk politics, there's need to talk religion. You don't need that stuff. All you need is just personality.
And that's what I love too about like tours and meeting people that are like middle America bringing their grandkid. People that are like satanic S&M artists, whatever the fuck. Like,
I'm sure you guys have had your fair share of weirdos.
We do. Oh god, it's such a great range of all types of people. But they all
more normal people than weirdos, but which is very strange.
Yeah, no, that does happen because we get that touristy thing. But no, people have the same. People just want to have like a nice dinner. People like to have a nice time. People want to talk about their family. People want to talk about who they're in love with. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all the same. I like that.
No, it was a beautiful thing because I.
That's very cool. I'm sorry I missed that moment, but I'm glad it happened.
Well, it should be without us, but that brings it all back around to the resounding idea of sort of what we like to consider of why Toronto Manor is what it is. You can argue this, you could do whatever you want, but we have a very specific concept, and that is you are a Adams or a Munster.
That's very true.
We like to think of ourselves as Adamses because, to me, growing up and watching the Adams family, they welcomed people into their home, no matter what they were, no matter what they were doing, and the only thing that would stop them from... they let those people decide. They let the people run away if they gave them delicious treats.
Even that gold-digging lawyer, they let him into the basement just to trap him.
That's right.
But nothing that they did was ever a malicious thing. It was just them trying to be nice because that's how they knew how to be nice. And that's what Toronto Manor is.
Yeah.
This is how we know how to be nice. And luckily, the real world is not necessarily like a sitcom, and a lot of people do appreciate the fact that you're trying. And guarantee that if we came out and we invited people into the house and we gave them a steaming cup of something and little cookies that were shaped like bats and spiders, they would eat it and drink it. And I feel like they'd be very comfortable because that's what Toronto Manor does. It makes people comfortable.
It does.
I would personally disagree.
Oh, let's hear because, it, because I'm curious.
No, no, because I would...
Stepping on my final comment.
Let's go! No, I love it, but I'm actually agreeing while personally disagreeing. I would say that the real world is exactly like a sitcom, but it's just not filmed. It's not scripted.
All right.
So when people come in... And for those of you listening and go and watch the videos and anything else, like, it's very hard to live. It's not hard, but it's... There are certain people who come by and they come and go, and there are other people who live the lifestyle, so to speak.
Yeah. Like Mike.
As Mr. Mike leads into me.
Can I just say on the note of the Adamses of the Monsters, somebody who was trying to defend the monsters said that the monsters are people trying to dress like monsters, but the Adamses are monsters just being people who they are.
Yourself.
And I appreciate that.
Who appreciate.
Why I identify with the Adamses.
Find people who appreciate. So...
people of fine taste who happen to be
terrible. The main thing is that
terrible.
When I met the Trundle Manor crew, because I don't want to call you Trundleites.
Family.
Because I am technically a Trundleite. You are
Trundlephile.
Trundles. Yeah, whatever you
want. Can somebody give me a definition about the people that frequent my house, because I don't think I know.
Mr. Armin Voda, and people like to call them the Trundles, and I don't like to call them that. Because the Trundles are people like me and Mike here. The Trundles are the core group of people. And the Trundleites are the ones who like to just come and hang out for the parties. There are a few group of people who will literally bend over back and knee to support what they are doing here. Mm-hmm. It is very hard to understand for normal people that this is...
I
not
kinda,
only a lifestyle, but like
I have an
you
analogy
sacrifice
for that.
Things.
Go ahead. I love the whole Marie Antoinette 18th century royalty at Versailles kind of thing. So basically, there was the royal family that had this enormous palace, and everybody gathered around them. There was the royal family who all lived there, but they would let people come in every single day, like not necessarily starving, disgusting peasants. Because they had a whole thing about that. But people would come in and they would want to see royalty. They would be able to see them dress. People with privilege would get to see them
fucking
get
tourists.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking tourists. But there are people that are part of it. And then there are people that come to view it.
Yeah.
But we kind of have that thing. We're kind of like the
Lord
of the
Let me state now, there's nothing wrong with tourists. And you should come to Toronto.
God, we love tourists.
And you should give
tourists
them
make us booze money.
A donation of a bottle of booze or a couple bucks.
Everybody,
just come here and just give them something. You don't
everybody's
give them cash,
specific. And here's
but
a,
give them an item and come here.
It's all
and
by
tour
donation.
This place. If you come here and tour this place, you'll be surprised.
Here's,
so,
what, here's a fair good example of that kind of thing just today. Mike is a fair example. Well, you're a family member. That's a different
thing.
Well, I wasn't always, though. Remember that fateful day that I came knocking on your door? I had booked a tour a week in advance.
The loud man that forced his way in.
I booked a tour a week in advance.
Is that how it happened?
Yes. I was bringing my oldest daughter because I'm saying, Amy, this place is right down the street from us. How come I don't know about this? We booked the tour, and Anton goes, yeah, what do you want?
Yeah,
I said, yeah.
It doesn't happen often. Don't.
Well,
this isn't typical.
Even if you live down the street.
This isn't typical.
From Trundle Manor, it takes a lot to be a friend of it. So I met Mike because
sometimes
of
it takes a lot to book a tour.
That is true. Exactly. But it takes a certain kind of personality where you're not coming for a tour. I don't want a tour. I don't want to see the upstairs. I just want to help you out.
Yeah.
I want to hear Mike's story.
Yeah, I do too, because I forget.
And Doug goes, what are you doing? What do you want? I said, yeah, I called, remember? And we booked a tour. He's like, oh, give me a minute. Close the door, boom.
That means we had to put our upstairs, damn pants on and turn the lights on.
Runs upstairs, comes down here with his trundle jacket on. He goes, okay.
That's great.
Yeah, we're nothing but trying to be accommodating. We are much like royalty, where we don't like to be bothered. But if we need to be bothered and we're in good spirits, then it's worth bothering us. But to find out when it's worth bothering us, it is a long road to hoe.
It was a long road. Mm-hmm. Every time I would appear at your doorstep, Anton would open the door with a trepidation like, Oh, hi. Yes.
Who's this my... again? This,
rather.
Oh, this is Rebel Rouser.
Personality.
Yeah.
And
that is a good way to describe you. Sure.
Because you are our Uncle Fester, but you are also our Tor Johnson to our entire Ed Wood crew. Yeah. And make no mistake, we are the drunk, low-budget auteurs who live in a sci-fi movie. We're a very Ed Wood operation.
Now, before we get too far, we're running up on an hour. I'd like to close out with an acquisition. I want to always close out with an acquisition because that's what Toronto Manor is. It's a whole conglomeration of acquisitions. Things that we collect, things that we have, things that we find, and things that are found for us. Something that was found by us and purchased for us with collaboration was done by our very own Fester for a very specific reason. Fester, if you'd like to talk about that?
Yes.
My brother?
Thank you, brother.
Brother.
Well, I was surfing or perusing the internet. The internet.
Oh, the interwebs. So many modulations.
Coming across some things that were actually from the Munsters. And then I just pushed it a little bit further.
I don't need those.
And I saw the one Sugar Bowl from the Addams Family.
It's a jewelry box.
A jewelry box. Then I pushed it.
Like from the show? Or
yes, from the show.
Like 60s legitimate, TV. Like,
and then
the
I pushed it a little bit further, and Anton goes, well, you know, Mike, the guy is selling a screen-used Boy Scout manual from the actual show. And they had the screen match, you know, the screen match photograph of Fester. And
now, a little history of why that means something to you as well.
Well, yes. In my alter ego, I am a Cub Scout leader.
Mm-hmm. Which is hilarious.
With alter ego meaning mean life.
With a wonderful son that is also in.
So. The Cub Scouts, yes. Mm-hmm. And
I was bred an Eagle Scout. I know, yeah. So
who kind of resembles it. Pugsley. So
yes,
that
he does.
You have your little Pugsley.
And so I said, after Anton planted a seed, I called him up the next day and said, Anton, I want that book.
Nice.
And not only do I want that book, we are going to recreate the photograph that matches the scene from the TV show.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Should we explain the episode? Be great.
So the episode is actually a very touching and meaningful episode of the Addams Family. Now, sure, there's a lot of them, which is Don't Drain the Swamp. I'm campaigning. I'm doing this. We have the torture rooms. We're doing all the different things. But there's one episode that always stuck with me, and it was the Boy Scout episode. Because at some point, a terrible thing had happened.
Wait, the movie or
TV
the
show?
TV show.
The TV show.
TV show. Okay. A terrible thing had happened to the child of the Addams household, to Pugsley. It is that he had become interested in the Boy Scouts. Now, I was a Boy Scout for a very short amount of time, so I understand my parents and the Addams' misery while this is going on. And the main thing was that the Addams's, the family, the Mortician, Gomez, and Fester, and Grandmama, and Lurch, the only thing that they did, they lamented in their personal space, but while they were with the child, they showered him with anything that he wanted to help him further his Boy Scout goals. Because it was something he was into, even though it was the most detritus, most terrible thing that can happen to a child of theirs. Is that he's into something normal that normal kids would be into.
Which is very true to Toronto Manor, because... Yeah. A lot of kids come here and they want to sorry, scotch. A lot of families
get it
come
out
here.
Not on the zebra.
Anyway, so a lot of families come here and they want to have their kids learn taxonomy, and then they see the things and they expect their child to be freaked out, but they're intrigued. Mm-hmm. So it's like going to a history museum.
This is almost the opposite. Now, that episode, the reason that it was so great is because even though Pugsley was doing something terrible, it's kind of like if a football family had a goth child.
Yes.
This is something terrible. This is it's a phase. It'll pass. But the whole thing with the Addams is, instead of trying to make him pass that phase, they
embrace it.
they embraced it. They bought him all the stuff. They got a child psychologist just to make sure he was okay. Who
he's not going to kill people, but he's cool with skulls.
It's actually a really fucking great episode, and it proves how much the Adamses love each other and their family members.
Yeah.
And how much they're willing to put up with, even though it is completely different from their lifestyle and their family and everything that they love.
And this is mid-60s. This is pre-most goth culture. Like, the fact that they would be that accepting and that kind of message being sent, I love and that.
The best part is that he got over it. if you're asking me. But Pugsley is into the Boy Scouts, and they buy him the tent, the bat and ball. He's holding a puppy, which is just fucking gross to me. He's just into nothing.
Some of us love dogs.
Nothing that is Trundle or Adams in any way. But they still loved him and they still supported him. And it's all about supporting each other. If you're a family, you support each other. Even if it hurts you, even if it's painful, you'll get over it. And if you do, then you'll stay a family. That's how it works. And that's how the Trundle Manor family works. And that's how we work. So this thing, this book from this episode that has stuck with me, every second of that episode has stuck with me and has taught me so much. Now, we own it. It is part of the, it will be a part of the manor as soon as it shows up.
It will be displayed proudly.
Prominently.
We need to get that mounted. You know,
we do. It needs a special display for sure. Yeah.
We're gonna have, you know, the
I want to make like
match on the
you
right.
Know, I think it'd be cool.
Recreation on the left.
Instead of just a flat thing, it would be neat to have it in like one of those
shadow box,
those cases,
yeah.
Clear
okay.
All around.
Okay.
So it's standing up. I'll make like a nice stand so it mm-hmm. holds it in place. Mm-hmm. The picture's on either side. It's just like a three-dimensional piece instead of just flat on the wall because I want people to see it. Not that we have room, but I want to find.
We're
a place
gonna
for
make
it.
Room for this
because this episode meant so much to me as a weird kid, you know.
And we'll also include the Jackie Coogan autograph that I purchased the day after.
What?
That's
I didn't
right.
hear about that. That's
yes,
awesome.
That's right.
I'm like, oh man, we just got to go into display. So
yeah,
pulled the trigger on that bad boy.
That's great. You know, he's the reason why child stars get to keep their own money instead of their families fucking them over.
Yeah,
because nice.
He was a child star with Charlie Chaplin. We'll get into movie history some other podcast.
I looked up the I looked up Pugsley because they said that weird meme was Pugsley as a kid. It he wasn't in any way, shape, or form.
What meme?
The one with the fedora. I don't know, fat guy with a fedora.
No, I don't think that was
fat guy in a little fedora.
But
no, Jimmy, we're not talking about you.
But I fuck you.
No, I literally wasn't trying to talk
so
about
weird.
Jimmy, I'm just saying. It's like a fat guy in a little coat. Just
fat guy in a little fedora.
Our photographer, producer, and editor.
I'm sorry,
is
Ollie.
And he's an amazing sport, too. So.
He said it about himself.
But I looked up pictures of the old Pugsley, and he died, I think, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I mean, he didn't look anything really? Like... You know, Pugsley, he got skinny and methy. He was real weird looking.
Child actors, man, it's always
real
unfortunate.
Weird looking.
Sorry, I got hit with a lot of scotch.
Anyway, so that's the newest acquisition of Trundle Manor that's going to
so
be coming
excited.
Up. We'll talk about an acquisition at the end of every single podcast. We've got quite a lot of them actually lined up. A lot of them are in the works, and a lot of things are always happening. So that is what has been going on with Trundle Manor. That was talk about the wedding. Does anybody have some closing comments that are not a long story?
There will be a lot.
No hands in mouth.
Mike knows Caster
to come over
very
Mike
well.
Because he knows I'm going to talk too much.
He does.
It's the scotch that's talking.
I'm halfway through a $80 bottle of scotch.
Nice.
I can just see it. It's going to be another carport night.
No, it's not a carport night.
Let's. How about this? Let's do a. What's our closing? I've heard a lot of different closing things. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
We were talking about scotch.
This is your role, man.
What's a good closing for the manor? Ours is always good evening, which is every single night of the manor. Every hour of the manor is good evening. But I feel like we should have something else. Does anybody have any ideas?
I don't know. I feel like it'll have to come to us.
It should probably come to us.
And then there's silence.
Then there's silence, ladies and gentlemen. for Trundle Manor, for the Trundle cast, for all of the Trundle files out there. We love you all. For Velda von Minx, my other half. For Fester, Mike Syke.
TTFN, not tough for now.
For Caster, my left hand man.
Ah, goddamn butcher.
And then there was silence. Well, there you have it, my Trundle files. Quite a lot going on inside the walls of the manor. We would like to thank our co-hosts, Caster and Mike Syke, and of course our editor, Jimmy Z, for all his hard work. Make sure to tune in for the next Trundle cast, where we have no idea what's next. While you're waiting, visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages online to get a glimpse into the lives of our inhabitants, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr just by typing Trundle Manor into their search boxes. Don't forget to send your stories of Trundle Manor, both unusual and unnatural, to the Trundlecast at trundlemanor.com. We may even read them right here. Now I'm going to go curl up with a good cleaver, guzzle some kind of smoking liquid, and dream of your faces as they twist in the agony of anticipation over what will happen during the next Trundlecast.